Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 8:12.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's stopped raining. Everybody's in the play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey.
There's Mr. Blue Sky, and here comes Mr. Entertainment, Dean Richards. Hi, Dean.
Good morning.
And we have reunion fever. All sorts of shows coming back, huh?
That's right, because there is nothing new being produced in Hollywood, so let's just bring back old stuff. And I think these two projects could be kind of interesting. The first one is rebooting The West Wing. That is going to be coming back for a benefit. It's going to be a benefit for the voter registration drive, which is called When We All Vote. Aaron Sorkin is the creator, writer of the show, and all of the major cast members, minus the late John Spencer, who is the chief of staff, Leo McGarry, will be back for this. And it's going to be a recreation of the Hartsfield Landing episode, which was from West Wing's third season. They're going to shoot it at a theater in L.A. in October, and then it's going to be broadcast on HBO Max shortly after that, right before Election Day. The point of the whole thing, getting people registered, getting people to do their responsibilities as an American and go and vote.
Good idea. And talk about the Home Improvement Project.
This is going to be a reality show that will star Tim Allen, Tim Taylor from the old sitcom, and Richard Karn, who was his sidekick Al on the show. They are coming back for a new reality competition show that will be called Assembly Required. It, of course, will be on the History Channel. I don't get the connection there, except it was a historic sitcom. I guess that was part of it. They have purchased 10 episodes scheduled for next year, and it's going to be a competition show featuring builders around the country competing in fix-up projects. We have to see if we can get Lou Manfredini on that show.
Yeah, well, no, he won't be eligible. I wonder if IKEA is going to be sponsoring that. And Joe Exotic is coming back, too.
Oh, boy. We got some details about one of the there are many Joe Exotic and Tiger King projects in the works because it so captivated America when the pandemic began. This one will be a fictionalized series that will star Kate McKinnon as Carol Baskin. Since Joe is currently in jail, this show is going to focus primarily on Carol Baskin and her efforts to shut down the Tiger-themed theme park. Now, this one is going to be on NBC. It's going to be on the Peacock platform and also on the USA Network. CBS is also working on a Tiger King series. This one will focus on Joe, and Nicolas Cage is said to be starring in that one. I can't think of anyone better.
Yeah, exactly.
To star Joe Exotic in the Tiger King saga.
Let's get to our celebrity lawsuit of the day now. It's Kanye West, isn't it?
Yeah, Kanye has been sued by a company that claims that he used their technology for the Sunday service gatherings that he's been putting on around the country, and also for his brand of merchandise, the Yeezy brand. It's a company that's called My Channel Incorporated, a black-owned business that now is based in Chicago. They specialize in video and e-commerce technology. The company is saying that Kanye promised them a $10 million investment for all the work that they did for him, but then never delivered. They say that they spent $7 million developing the project for Kanye West. They moved here to Chicago to please Kanye West, and then that was the end of it. So they are seeking $20 million from the next president of the United States.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. And, Dean, you're still celebrating Sean Connery's birthday, we hear.
Oh, 90 years old yesterday. The greatest James Bond of all time. I'm sure I'm going to get emails on this today. People disagreeing with me. Everyone can have their own favorite James Bond, but he starred in seven James Bond movies. He had a classic role. In fact, he won an Oscar for his role in The Untouchables that was shot here in Chicago. Here's a little montage.
Bond. James Bond.
I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
Classic movies, and there's a million more. From Indiana Jones to Hunt for Red October, the list goes on and on. Happy birthday, Sean Connery, 90 years old.
And the Real Housewives of New York in the news this morning. What happened?
I'm told by those who follow these Real Housewives show that this is a huge big deal. So I'm going to try to fake as much enthusiasm as I can into this.
Good.
Dorinda Medley, who is Real Housewives of New York, apparently fired. Insiders are saying there were reports that she had become a mean drunk on the set. So the Bravo network let her go after 6 years. She reportedly made fun of a fellow cast member. I mean, she reportedly made fun of a fellow cast member. That's what I mean. For an alcohol-related arrest.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah, sorry, I just can't. There's only so much lying I can do.
Oh, man. All right. Now, this this story really excites me because I love all the documentaries now that are available on streaming services. And I have always been fascinated by the Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz story. And this Amy Poehler project sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Amy Poehler is going to make her directorial debut after enormous success on SNL, on Parks and Recreation, and a ton of movies. Now she's going to make a movie. A documentary about both the personal and professional lives of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. I think that's part of why I am also very excited with this, that it's just not the I Love Lucy years. It's just not the professional lives. And believe me, a documentary could be made just about the professional lives of how much ground was broken when I Love Lucy went on the air, how Lucy refused to do the TV show unless her real-life husband, Desi Arnaz, could co-star with her. The network, CBS, did not want Desi Arnaz in the beginning. They never thought that America could believe that a redheaded American girl like her could possibly be married to a Cuban. You can't relate to this in any way, I'm sure.
No, Bob, not at all.
Right?
Not at all.
The show went on to make television history among the most watched series of all time, but it was Desi Arnaz himself really who created the manner in which sitcoms are still shot. The three-camera shoot, as it is called, is still the way they shoot sitcoms. Desi Arnaz was the one that invented that. It was Desi Arnaz who was the first one to say, let's put this on film in the beginning and own the rights to the show. So, I mean, it was extremely groundbreaking in many ways. And, of course, their personal lives. When their son, Desi Jr., was born, it was a landmark television moment, became the most watched thing on television of all time. Their kids, were featured, and of course their marriage. All this time while we were watching Lucy and Ricky on TV, Lucy and Desi were having enormous personal problems in their lives and wound up getting divorced. So I think it's going to be a very interesting series. Amy Poehler, who has an enormous love and reverence for all things classic TV, I think it's going to do a terrific job with this, and I cannot wait to see it.
And do we have some audio we're going to hear?
Do we
at this point?
Do we, oh! I know what we have. We have, this would be the point where, you know, normally I would play the Chocolate Factory episode or Vita Vita Vegemin, or some of the classic series. But instead, I have got a word from their sponsors.
Philip Morris, America's most enjoyable cigarette, presents the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Show, I Love Lucy.
How about a good night's cigarette, Ricky?
Thank you, Lucy. Nothing but the best, huh?
Match. Nothing but Philip Morris.
Sure tastes good.
Yeah, sure tastes good. Just a couple enjoying it. These were non-filtered Philip Morris cigarettes that they were hawking on TV back then. To have a nice non-filtered cigarette right before you go to bed. They were all in. I mean, they talk about supporting your sponsors. Philip Morris was the sole sponsor of I Love Lucy when it first ran. They did the commercials on the show. If you watch old episodes of I Love Lucy, they're smoking up a storm that show. You know, the kind of subliminal go enjoy a cigarette was part of that. They did the print ads, for that show. They were all in supporting Philip Morris. And, you know, ironically, sadly, Desi Arnaz wound up dying of lung cancer.
Yeah, and Lucy was smoking up a storm
A storm as well, yeah.
Yeah.
At the end, her voice was much deeper than mine is right now.
Well, we welcome Philip Morris to our long list of sponsors here on the morning show. Desi...
Isn't it weird to just hear a cigarette commercial on the air?
I know, it's strange. Desi Arnaz, I think, never got the credit he deserved. I know he, along with Lucille Ball, the brains behind the Desi Lu production company, but I realize he was playing himself, basically, but Desi really did a great job of acting, didn't he?
He did. He really did. As the show went on, they became even more seasoned. I would argue that foursome of Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz, Vivian Vance, William Frawley, among the greatest television casts of all time, amazing chemistry. A great job when they went to Hollywood, when they went to Europe. Those are classic episodes. You could still watch those, and I think they're still hilariously funny. It's much more than just nostalgia watching those. But at the same time that all of this was going on, you know, when Ricky was struggling speaking English on the show and they would make fun of him, for speaking in Spanish or speak with his accent, at the same time, he was the genius behind Desi Lu Productions, owning his own television studio. That was unheard of. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz owning the, major stockholder shares of Desi Lu. But producing shows, not only their own shows, but shows like Andy Griffith and Make Room for Daddy, Star Trek happened on television because of Desi Arnaz. That was all part of Desi Lu Productions.
Yeah, and she had a great business mind, too. When I was a kid working up at NBC and doing some public service announcements for the radio station there, I got to meet Lucille Ball.
Wow.
I think it was a public service announcement for maybe Easter Seals, but she was very tough, very nice, very professional. She frightened me a little bit, but I had to get my act together for her to record this commercial, and it went well. And then I remember her asking about my family, and it's an experience you don't forget, meeting somebody like that.
Yeah, I interviewed her one time. It was a phone interview. Remember that TV movie that she had that came out where she played a homeless woman? I interviewed her for that. And she was all business. Not mean in any way. But
yeah, no. Right.
She knew what had to be done. She was extremely efficient, very pleasant. I have that interview someplace. One of these Sunday mornings, I'm going to rack that up and play that for old time's sake.
Love to hear that. And we'll hear from you again tomorrow at this time.
See you then.